B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On PC Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
giving
me to America.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You give me my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
You can text the studio and call the studio at any time you want. 704-570-9595. Yesterday at 7:10 p.m. Roy, I just got in the car. What are you doing there so late? Did I miss something?
Oh, it was just nuts yesterday. I was all over the radio until like 7:30.
I love it. You're the Seacrest of Kiss.
Wherever I can shine, I go to shine.
Roy and Seacrest.
I do the afternoon show.
Right.
And then I believe our night guy's out. And I said to myself, well, the Hot 7 at 7 can't just stop. We got to keep doing that thing.
That's the countdown, the nightly countdown.
Yeah. So I did the night show countdown.
Number 5.
Now, between me and you, I left quickly after the night show countdown. Not on the radio after that.
And do we have the numbers?
I don't know. Yeah, he does.
Like where it says number 1.
Ready?
Yeah.
Kiss 95.1.
The Hot 7 at 7.
Number 3.
It is this person. With Kiss 95.1.
You gotta do something like this.
The Hot 7 at 7.
Number 3.
Now, this artist knows him. Like, you got that some weird fact.
Fact?
Yeah.
You're Casey Kasem.
Oh, yeah. I so did that, by the way. I had a weird fact about Black Bear.
No, oh, yeah, what was it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Kiss 95.1.
The Hot 7 at 7.
Number 3.
You know, if you ever see Black Bear perform, he actually does a little bit of a stand-up comedic set. It's actually really funny. Number 3, Black Bear.
Oh, nice.
Like that, yeah.
Okay.
I felt like it was such a Ryan Seacrest and Casey Kasem move.
Up next, an artist who got their beginnings thanks to Sia. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
More on the countdown.
But no, you catch me in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. I'm just all the time, all the Kiss FM Roy. That's me.
Till further notice.
Till further notice.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about your day in 30 seconds? I guess I'll go first. Yesterday's the day that Dean takes regular bus and doesn't have aftercare. And so he came home and he did his homework. Like, we do writing and reading with Dean right now. He's in first grade.
Right.
So he did his writing and I wasn't paying attention. I was actually in the bathroom. So I got out of the bathroom and he was sitting on the couch. I go, dude, you got to do writing. He goes, Dad, I did my writing. I go, there's no way you did your writing. It was such a parent moment because I said, show me. So he takes me over to the table. And the handwriting that he did was like some of the neatest writing ever. And so as a parent...
Jeez, how long were you in the bathroom for?
That'd be 10 minutes. And then so as a parent, I became like, you know, my parents. And I'm going, dude, you didn't do this today. There's no way. This has to be something that mom did. It was like really that neat. And he's like, no, Dad, I did it. I said, Bible? You know, like the Kardashians?
Yeah.
He didn't know what that meant. He goes, what's that mean? The Bible?
Well, let's talk about Jesus.
I said, swear on the Bible. So he swears on, you know, he said, Bible. I said, okay, good for you. It was a really, really good job. And he needed help with his reading and writing right now. We have to up his game. And then so we're in the car and he goes, Dad, when you said Bible before, it made me think of something. I said, what? He goes, was Joseph the first person on earth since he was Jesus's dad?
Oh, and you know nothing about that stuff.
No, but I do know that Alex was. It's Alex and Eve, right? Adam and Eve.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
I said, no, dude. Adam was the first man, you know. And then I said, please don't ask any more questions. So that was yesterday. I had just like a weird parenting moment.
Yeah.
It's just so weird that I'm a parent.
Yeah.
It really is because I don't see myself as old as a parent, you know.
Well, parents don't have to be old.
My parents were.
Responsible, though.
I just went and saw the great Dr. Marco in Valentine, and I grew up with him in New Jersey, went to school together all the way through, and we both sat there yesterday and said, our parents were always old, and our grandparents were always gray.
Right, yes.
It's not that way anymore.
Right. My grandparent was always gray.
Yeah.
Always.
Yep. So, all right, what about you, Roy?
Actually involved this morning. I had one of those moments where I was in the shower, and I realized that an extraordinary amount of time has passed, and I didn't even wash myself. Well, I was just standing there. And to the point that I don't even remember what I was really thinking about, I was just like, oh, yeah, I got to wash.
Were you leaning against the wall?
No, I was just standing there, and I guess I was just enjoying the hot water, and I got lost just standing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I've been here for a solid 20. I better put some soap on and get out.
The daydream is real.
I took a bubble bath last night, so I didn't shower today.
Oh.
Which is, I get to sleep a little later.
Right.
Just one more snooze. All right, Ren, what about you? All dressed in your fluorescent pink and green this morning.
You're very bright.
Yeah, I am very bright. I'm running into this point in my pregnancy where there's not a ton that fits me properly. So, and I hate being pregnant in the winter. Everyone's like, oh, that's great. You don't have to be pregnant in the summer. I would much rather be pregnant in the summer. I can wear dresses. I can spend my days in the pool. I hate being cold and I hate frumpy clothes. And look where I am right now. And I was just telling producer Nicole, I want to take Cash sledding or tubing this weekend. Sledding.
Sledding.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm hearing sledding.
No.
Well, this is a good time, too.
Which is also a good time, but Cash is too young.
No, I want to take him tubing up at Beach Mountain this weekend. But they do not make, like, pregnancy snow gear because you're not supposed to be skiing when you're pregnant.
It's dangerous.
So I'm going to freeze. And producer Nicole's like, just get, like, a guy's, like, big bibs. And I'm like, but I'm going to be drowning in it just so I can zip up the belly.
You are in this interesting phase with your pregnancy that, like, you could wear certain clothes that really shows the bump.
Right.
Or you could wear clothes. I'm like, is she even pregnant?
Yeah.
Like, right now, I don't know if I'd know you're pregnant.
But it's because I have, like, a big frumpy shirt on.
Right.
And it's just, I'm belly. Like,
what trimester are you in?
Second.
Late second.
Yeah.
Baby's due in June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, nah, ma'am.
Yeah, that's
we're
my gripe
there.
This morning.
You're going to be the mother of two kids.
I know.
Welcome to hell.
And our best friend, like Tim and Holly, they were like, why did you do it again? Like, you were almost out. You were almost out of diapers. You were almost out free.
That's what we did. As soon as Dean did his last diaper, we had Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's different ways. Listen, look at how much time you spent with Cash one-on-one.
Right.
I know a lot of people that did one, two, and it's like instead of dealing with one kid, it's just a glob of two.
Yeah.
You know, like your sister did that, right? Your sister had her second pretty quick.
It was like 2 years apart.
Yeah, two years. It's about average what I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got a great amount of things to get to today.
Nicole has new ink, y'all.
Yeah, I know, and there was a weird thing about it.
Yeah.
There's a secret about it.
Which, of course, we don't keep anything secret on this show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
With the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, Nicole.
I feel like I'm always in trouble when you say my name.
No, we're excited for you.
Thanks.
You're not in trouble.
I know.
Well, I'm not grown. From us anyway.
But we, you know, you came in with something that we wanted to talk about, and then you told us not to talk about it, and now we're talking about it.
Well, no. I didn't know you guys were going to talk about it because I didn't know that it was on air worthy.
Well, listen, you are big with tats. How many tattoos do you have?
Don't ask me that. I don't know.
Where'd you lose count?
Looks like 30.
Well, my right arm is done. I consider that one.
Oh.
I have like four separate ones on my left arm, but that'll eventually just be one. I have my stomach and my legs.
About 15 to 20, I would say, is probably a good number.
I've invested a lot. How about that?
And then so yesterday after the show, she's like, I got to leave. I got to go get my new ink. She just threw that out there. Did anybody else have any idea she was getting this yesterday?
I told you guys.
I didn't know she was getting it yesterday, but she did at some point. Maybe you guys didn't hear or listen.
Thanks for listening to me, Lauren.
You're welcome. I knew she was getting this tattoo, and it had, like, such significant meaning to her that I remembered it. Not that, you know, they all have significant meaning, but this one is, like, a recent significant thing that happened to your life.
Yeah, and, like, most of my tattoos, like, I can pinpoint what I was going through at the time when I got them. Like, after every breakup that I've had, I got a tattoo.
Oh.
If, like, ever I was, like, going through something. Like, I guess it's kind of closure to me. in a way. I don't know. I mean, it's unconventional, but it's the way my mind works.
So the tattoo you have now is, what is it? I can't even tell what that is.
It's still healing. It is a rose.
Oh, that's what that is.
And it's on your right hand.
Yes.
From about your knuckle down to your wrist in the middle there.
Yes.
Are they going to add red?
No.
Oh,
it's supposed to just be black and gray.
What's the significance? is there anything more annoying than three people without any ink critiquing your ink?
Well, no.
Okay, so what's the significance of the rose?
The significance of the rose is my grandmother's name is Mare Rose.
Oh.
And so I got it in honor of my grandma.
Now, I do remember you saying you were going to get a tat in honor of grandma. I just didn't know it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Who recently passed away.
Right. Yes. So then the funny thing is just before we went to break, before we said, hey, we're going to talk about Nicole's new ink, and she says,
I haven't told my parents.
And we're laughing because we're like, you think that's going to be the one that they're upset about?
You got 25 tats.
I'm sure you could get any tattoo and they don't care.
They probably wouldn't even notice at this point.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'll get randomly, especially with like my leg tats because I do, you know, wear pants and stuff. I'll get from my parents randomly like, is that one new? And I'm like, no, had this one.
So take a picture, send it to mom, and also take a picture and post it up at the MRL show on our Insta.
It's not healed.
Okay, you just show a little bit. It's cute.
No, it looks bad right now.
Put it up on stories so it'll go away, and then you can post a real one when it is healed.
Man, okay.
All right.
I want to get some fake tats just to see what it'd look like.
Roy, you should get those sleeves. T-shirts that you can wear that give you full arm sleeves.
Yeah. I want to get cash one, like the baby ones that they have.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah.
I want that so bad.
I know, that'd be fun. You should do that. Get those for Roy.
Okay.
All right. Up next, quick break, and we're back in like 6 minutes, and we're going to talk about 45% of people that quit their job this particular way. And it's really big among younger people. All of a sudden, the younger generation is doing it a lot.
Okay. Let's discuss in five.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
We open up Yahoo Business for this article.
Oh.
Which is crazy. But we need to hear from you guys, so and gals, if you did this, or maybe you were in an employer and somebody did it to you, did you know that 45% of people ghost their work?
Yeah, I feel like that's more common nowadays with young people in like minimum wage jobs.
When they're quitting?
I mean, they use the word millennials, which I just hate, like Gen Z, Gen X, millennials.
Well, because I think it's the generation before... after millennials.
Yeah,
what is.
What is
that one?
It is. I'm Generation X, then millennials.
Yeah, and then what's after that?
Because
I think it's them, because technically millennials are...
Gen Z, is that...
Like 24, 25, so it's people younger than that. Whoever's 18, 17, 18 now. Mm-hmm.
It's like every article I read that has to do with, like, millennials, it's never good. It's like millennials are crushing, you know, the housing market. Millennials are ruining... minimum wage or whatever.
We love millennials.
Yes.
And I am one, so stop it.
You sounded so manly.
Yeah. Hmm. Quit hurting my feelings.
So in this article from Yahoo Biz, it says that more employers are reporting that they hire one of these so-called millennials and they either completely ghost them and never show up to day one, or they'll come in, work a week or two, and then suddenly vanish at lunchtime or vanish on a Friday and never show back up on a Monday. What?
Yeah, I know. Like, my mom's boyfriend is like goes through this a lot, and he will hire people and they'll work or they just won't show up. And he's like, this sounds like such an old person thing to say, but it is so hard to find good help these days. Like, and that's what, you know, unfortunately, that's what it is.
I love money too much. I'm going to come back and get my paycheck.
Well, it's funny that you say that because a majority of the ghosters told the article that the reason why they ghosted their job was because there was no way they would come back because the new job they got offered them more money.
Oh, okay.
But they're still leaving something on the table.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, well, that's leverage. Then you take that dollar amount and you go back to the company you're working for. And before you ghost them, you say, hey, company B is going to offer me this much. Is there any chance you'll match or give me more?
People don't like to negotiate. People don't like that. That's why I'm a master negotiator, according to
Harvard.
Harvard.
Not just any school, bud. That's Harvard. That's not the Phoenix
that's
school.
Right. There's an MN next to my business card under my name.
That's right. Master negotiator.
Yeah.
We need to line up the phone calls, producer Nicole. We would love to hear this morning from either employers who had a employee ghost them, but better yet, we want to hear from you guys, the ghosters.
Why'd you do it? And what was so good on the other side that you were able to drop everything? Like, I actually probably could get on board with this if this is like, you know, you're every day you're making only, you know, $20,000 a year, and then someone says, hey, I have $70,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll drop that in a heartbeat.
Right.
Then there's this other side of it, too, where like, so my brother had this job before he moved out to L.A. that he was making $40,000 a year, and he just wasn't happy doing it, and he, like, quit his job out of nowhere without having something else. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
If you're a ghoster, a job ghoster, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
And then the other, like, we have so many questions for you if you're the job ghoster, because it's like, what did you do? Did you leave at lunch? And do you pack up everything off your desk, or do you secretly sneak out?
Do you say you'll be right back?
Or like if you quit on Friday, like on Monday, do you take the stapler and then on Tuesday you take the pictures off your desk? Like you slowly dismantle your desk so that nobody sees you?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. We'll take your calls next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Did you ever ghost a job? You know, there's a new study that says 45% of people quit their job by just ghosting.
And it's not like they do leave the job during the shift, and we're going to take some phone calls about that. But even one employer in this article said that they hired some employees, and they never showed up for day one and never told them that they weren't going to work there.
Right.
Filled out all the paperwork and just never showed up.
And you're relying on that person to show up and start their job.
That's crazy.
704-570-9595 is the number to our studio. Let's talk with Alex in Indian Trail. You work at a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's right. I used to.
Okay. So tell us what happened. People ghost?
Yeah. So one shift we had a couple guys just walk out. And I know they ghosted because one just never came back from lunch. And the other I saw get a large drink and just walk out the back door.
Oh. Both of those are really cool. The guy goes to lunch, never comes back. The other dude steals a large Coke and walks out.
Do they come back and collect their paychecks?
So, as far as I know, yes. But the crazy thing is the guy that never came back from lunch, they actually hired back.
Yeah. Huh. Maybe he was doing recon at another. Maybe he went to Wendy's or McDonald's and was way undercover. Thanks,
it was
Alex.
A couple months. Oh, no problem.
Maybe it's illegal to hold somebody's paycheck.
Oh,
like
it
if
is.
If they didn't show up, like you might have to send it to them either way. So these people are like, well, if I don't go back, it's not like I'm not going to get paid.
Yeah. Do you remember I told you when I was interning at MTV, it was like right before 4th of July, and my supervisor told one intern to go drop some tapes off at the tapes room and then come back up and we can all leave. And it's like we were sitting there for an hour. We go, "What? Where did he go? Dude, we never saw him again. I don't know if his well-being is, if he's safe or what."
Let's talk with Elijah in Denver.
How you guys doing?
Good. Are you a ghoster?
So I've only done this once only because the job was just absolute horrid. And I took my week's vacation, and I just didn't go back.
Oh, that's really cool. So you had, like, a paid week vacation?
Yeah.
And then you never came back again?
Yeah.
When you and left, also on, go ahead, Elijah.
Loren's comment on it's just so hard to find good help, that just comes down to, like, the interview process does not tell you anything about how the person is actually going to be on the job.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Both ways, too, by the way. You don't know how the employer is going to really be, and you don't know how they don't know how you really are going to be.
Yeah, it's true. We interview a lot of interns, and it's almost like, you know, the interns that you think are going to be like good, you know, learners and be more straight laced are the ones that come in with crazy stories, you know.
Yeah.
But they weren't that way in the interview.
I remember we had an intern that on social media looked like such a star. And then they started day one and we were like, Hello.
Are you there? Do you have a pulse?
Loren, what's that text message that we just got?
So we got a text message from 803 that says, I worked in a dental office, and when I was interning, there was a woman at the front desk. She said she was going to Walmart to get lunch, and she never came back from lunch. Her family still continues to go to that office.
I love that the family goes. And you have to be like, so, how's Susan doing?
She's good.
Is she lost in aisle 5 at the Walmart? Because she hasn't been back.
Let's talk with Joe in Charlotte. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Joe, you are a ghoster. What happened?
I started a job in Alexander County that I really wasn't ready to work for yet, and the stress level got to me, and I ghosted that place and walked out on a Friday. But the crazy thing is I, on my way home, I stopped by a similar company, walked in, told them what happened. And they said, we have a step-down position available, and I was hired on the spot. I spent 3 years with that company. That opened the door for the job I'm at now, and ironically, I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life, and I'm happier than I've ever been.
I'm only laughing because I love like, you don't hear stories of being hired on the spot anymore.
Right.
Like,
no.
You're so good that they can't even let you turn your back and walk.
Yeah. They're like, sign here. Yeah.
But did you feel bad about ghosting?
They sent me out for, like, a drug test in the whole nine yards, and they were like, you're good.
Did you feel bad about ghosting your job, Joe?
No, not at all. That, I mean, I immediately, it was my health that, I mean, my blood pressure was higher than it's ever been.
Sure. You had to get out. That makes total sense. Thank you, Joe, for calling in. Have you heard about the sales jump? Like, they're called just like sales jumpers, I think. So a lot of times, whenever you get any sales job, they'll typically pay you like a salary for the first 6 months, and then you make a commission afterwards. So there's these people that will literally work there for 6 months, never do anything, never get a lead, quit at the 6 months, and then go get another sales job.
Huh.
My husband deals with this all the time.
It's kind of like ghosting.
They don't work for the commission. They just take their salary check and then
right,
roll.
Right, because you get a commission for the first, you know, X amount, you plus like, your
okay.
salary. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so they just take the free money, and then at the 6 months, they quit and go find another job that offers that type of program.
And it sounds really bad, but then you hear a story like, that's how Jeff Bezos started, and you're like, you have to do it that way.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
You know what I mean? It's like the wrong way to do things, but the one person
who makes it.
Yeah.
And that's what all those people were saying as they jumped the jobs, too. Well, this person did it.
We have to talk about this. There's someone that we work with that quit their socials, and then they went back on their socials, but for the reason I think is hilarious.
Oh, I think it's annoying.
And it's stupid, and you're like, this person's so fake. We got to talk about this. It's coming up in 5 minutes. I bet you know someone just like this.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Manny, Roy, and Loren, 7:04 Wednesday, or as we call it here in the South, if you've just moved down here, the day before snowpocalypse.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be nuts tomorrow. It's only supposed to be like a dusting, and the stores will be just empty.
Everything will be closed.
Maybe you have a friend that's like this. I'm pretty sure this coworker's not going to talk to us again, but we all agreed that what this coworker did is annoying. Roy thinks it's laughable. And by the way, producer Nicole, if this coworker wants to come in when they get in here later on in the show and talk about it and defend their actions, we would love that.
That'd be awesome.
But their page is public, so we feel like we can publicly talk about it. So you know those people that do the big post saying, I'm going to take a break from social media?
Yes.
Which I, one, think...
Saying that?
Just saying that is in itself annoying, okay?
Because I want you to miss my absence.
Yeah. All right, Ren. And not only that, when you say that, I'm taking a break from social media, you don't shut social media off immediately because you got to go back and read the comments from the people that say, why?
Right.
Don't do it.
And see how many likes you got on that.
So our coworker, of course, shut down the social media for a little bit. But then they went on vacation, and they turned the social media back on to showcase their vacation.
In the Caribbean.
In the Caribbean, yes. And let me tell you, it was a beautiful vacation. Made me jealous, which is maybe, I'm assuming, which is the point of doing it. Awesome time, but you're going, wait, I thought you took a break from social media.
Right.
But then you started it back up again just to post that you were out there doing that.
And this person's break wasn't even that long.
No.
No, but they went public saying that they're taking a break from Insta and Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then, like, what was it, 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Probably two.
2 weeks.
Of the break.
They say, I don't know. Did they come back with a, like, hey, I'm back on?
No.
They just turned it back on in the first picture we saw.
Yes.
Was a picture of them. And so you could be thinking, like, well, they want to share what's going on their trip and how beautiful it is with their friends.
Which I'm okay with. Although, but you just made a big stink about how you're getting off social media.
Well, I'm willing to say I'm not okay with that, Roy, because there's something called a text chain.
Oh.
And you can text your close friends the pictures and all the fun.
So you're looking for some kind of, like, gratification by posting and bragging about your vacation.
This person has gotten off of social media in a big huff and jumped back on to simply show us how much fun they're having in the Caribbean on some cruise that they're on. Which, by the way, one of the pictures was a cloudy day, and I was kind of happy about that. But do you know someone who, like, made a big to-do about getting off of social media? And, by the way, feel free to use the word to-do today. You know. Like, oh, it made a big to-do about it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
But did they make a big deal about them getting off of social media and then only got right back on immediately?
704-570-9595. That's how you call the show.
Are we being petty here? Because no. It's rare that the three of us all agree.
It's not
believe
petty.
It or not.
It's funny. It goes to show you that I think people who take breaks from social media really don't want to take breaks from social media.
I agree with that. And I think when people have to take breaks from social media, they are seeing something in themselves. Like, they will say, like, oh, I hate when people go on social media just for the gratification of other social media and they're only showing good things in the world. But then they do the same thing. Like, that you're the problem that you're seeing on social media. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, now, Nicole in our ear says that we were petty. You think we're being petty?
I mean, I think to a degree it's annoying. Like, when I think it's annoying how we use social media. But I also think that sometimes it's annoying how much we care about other people's social media. Like, I think that's part of the problem, too. Like, whatever, girl. You want to get off? Get off. Yeah, it doesn't bother my day today.
I think that's the point, Nicole, is that, like, would we have ever noticed if this person had just vanished, like, had just left social media? But they felt the need to put it out there that they were leaving social media and then miraculously came back just to show something off.
And I wonder if they'll jump back off again after the vacation's over. Like, that's annoying.
I would if I'm taking a break.
And here they are swimming with turtles. Here they are on the beach with a drink. Much needed break with my husband. What? I see the work you do around here. Every day's a much needed break for you. Oh my gosh.
All right, let's talk with Anonymous in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know people that take breaks from social media?
Lord, yes. And they will come up with the dumbest, like, hey guys, if you need me, just text me. I'm getting off social media for a while. Da 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 da. And then they get a new boyfriend or buy a new car or get a new watch or go on vacation next week. And they're like, hey, guys, I'm back. Like, do you miss me? And then they throw them the pity party or the praise party that they're looking for. And so they need some sort of public affirmation from people they've never met. Oh, my God, congratulations. Like,
right.
Life.
Right, Anonymous, you're right. And it's like going back to my original point a little while ago, people that say they're leaving social media don't immediately shut down their account because they want to read the comments about people reacting to them saying they're leaving social media.
Right, like I am not like super active on social media. I'll share things on occasion, but the whole reason I keep social media is to watch certain people's lives fall apart and together.
Oh my God.
Like, literally, I will not defriend people. Like, if you have drama going on every other week, I'm about to stay for season 8, episode 3, if you're so proper for life.
I know. You know what I don't want to see? Unless I really know you. You know, I don't want to see on my Instagram or Facebook you hooked up to a bunch of wires in the hospital. You know what I mean? Like, that's private, Loren.
It's one of those that I have the conversation with my best friend. Like, if you got something, if this particular individual has something going on. I don't care what it is, how dumb, or it's not ever anything smart. We have the screenshot conversation. Like, girl, check this out. Let me just show you what just happened. We are going to believe it, but you're not going to believe it.
Yeah. All right.
And that is the whole reason I keep some people around on social media.
Thanks, Anonymous. Okay. Somebody texted in and said, I like the people that say I'm contemplating leaving and never do.
Right.
I'm thinking about jumping off social media. But if I get 11 comments, I won't.
Whoa. I don't think people post that. Like, if I get 11 comments, I won't. But they're looking for people. They're fishing for people to be like, no, don't get off social media. We'll miss you.
I think when this person that we work with comes back, I'm going to say, like, where have you been? Like, act like I didn't even know from social media that they were on vacation. Yeah. Like, I wish you you shut down your socials. I wish you were on so I could have seen the fun you had.
Well, I posted it. Well, I thought you were on.
Oh.
I'm confused.
Oh, I hope this person comes in today. I hope he does. Maybe they wanted a place that they could go back and look at their pictures. I like pictures in one place. Maybe that's why they jump back on socials for their vacation.
Well, you can make, like, I have a couple Facebook albums that I keep private. Because I like to do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. You don't have to put... I mean,
all right.
I get it.
It got to us. That's why we wanted to share it with you. And I'm glad to know from all the texts and phone calls and people on hold that we're not alone, that, yes, this is a super annoying thing.
Which, that brings me up to my point. I think I'm going to take a break from social media. Still to come. Getting a little tough.
Don't worry. He'll be back on Friday for Beach Mountain.
All right, boy. I need a good laugh with a senseless survey. We got a brand new one today?
It is. I call Ricky and I ask him, do you think Chewbacca ever got lice?
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Ricky.
Hey, what's going on?
Rick, I got 30 seconds here to ask you some questions. It's Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Bureau. You're on a recorded line. Your paperwork wasn't complete, and I thought I could call and ask you the last bit of this paperwork here in 30 seconds. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. We are trying to keep Americans safe because of the coronavirus, and so do you think that the top part of the hand sanitizer pump is really dirty?
Oh man, yeah, that thing is serious, serious thing.
I think that's how Corona started.
I don't know. I don't know how it started. I just know it's going around, and it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that Chewbacca ever got lice?
Chewbacca, I'm not familiar with Chewbacca. What's that?
You're not familiar with Chewbacca, Ricky?
No. Is that another disease or anything?
No. It's on Star Trek. Don't you watch Star Trek?
Oh.
Don't you hate them when doctors say they saved a life? They really only just postponed death. Mm-hmm. They're so cocky.
Okay.
Do gingers do things gingerly, Ricky?
I...
Do you know anyone with a dry sense of humor?
Yeah, I got friends.
What about a wet sense of humor?
I don't know. I'm kind of confused right now.
Yeah, I can tell that you're always confused, Ricky. Since the kernel literally busts open to make popcorn, how would you feel about renaming popcorn to Bust a Nut?
All right. Hey, what's going on here, man? What's happening? What's happening, bro? What is this?
It's just a survey.
What kind of survey is this? You said you're from the U.S. government.
I never said that. You said that.
You called and said you're from the U.S. U.S. something department.
I said I'm from the Census Bureau.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you... Boy, you dumb. We called Ricky back.
Oh, and, did we?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We told him it was all a big fun joke.
Who wanted to play a prank on Ricky?
It was his friend Timmy.
Okay.
Which I think is funny. Timmy and Ricky. That just sounds like a bunch of fun people to hang out with.
Timmy and Ricky out in Burke County. Hey, Senseless Surveys, brand new Mondays, Wednesdays at 7:20. You never know what's going to come out of Roy's mouth and what's going to come out of their mouths when we call them. But we got a funny DM from someone. and I want to read it to you. It has to do with the census survey, and it's coming up right after Dua Lipa with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Bring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Doug. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing today?
We are great, and you are playing Can't Beat Loren.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I guess. Go ahead and get out of the studio, please.
I'm going, Doug.
Loren's putting her headphones off, and she's walking out of the studio. She is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Dougie Fresh, let's go. Playing for Rock Hill, it was revealed that Harry Styles was mugged at knife point on Valentine's Day. What boy band did he start out in?
One Direction.
And Ben Affleck shared that his divorce with his mother of his kids was the biggest regret of his life. Her name is?
Oh, gosh, she played Electra. Why?
Did he say the... I thought he said shoot.
I heard shoot.
No, okay. Well, I had to dump you. Okay. all right. No, he didn't get that one. Question three. Now that Jenna Dewan and her husband are officially divorced, they're focused on co-parenting to help them out. They actually use an app called Our Family Wizard. Who is Jenna Dewan's ex-husband?
Oh, shoot. I don't know that.
Please don't swear again. I don't have any more delay left.
Yeah. Easy right. On the word shoot, okay?
You know anything about football, Doug?
I don't know anything about
crap.
Football.
All right, give him a no answer on question four, then. Do you want me to ask it?
Yeah, ask.
Yeah, go up.
The
go
Seattle
ahead,
Seahawks have a new tight end. They signed him yesterday after the Panthers didn't re-sign him. Who's the tight end?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, question five. Northwest did a little performance last week at a first grade to get together, and her dad was there to support her. Who is Northwest's dad?
Kanye West.
All right, that's an easy five. Come on in, Loren.
A total nightmare, Loren.
He oh,
swore.
No.
Yeah.
Gosh,
he only got two correct. We had to dump the air chain.
What is going on this morning?
All right, Loren, show him how we do, all right? It was just revealed that Harry Styles was mugged at knife point on Valentine's Day. What boy band did he start out in?
One Direction.
That's right.
One to one.
And Ben Affleck shared that his divorce with his mother of his kids is actually his biggest regret in life. What is her name?
Jennifer Garner.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Doug said Jennifer, but that's not good enough. 2-1.
He also said shoot, but said something else that starts
yeah.
that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Jenna Dewan and her husband are officially divorced, they're focused on co-parenting, and they actually use an app called Our Family Wizard. Who is Jenna Dewan's ex?
Channing Tatum.
That is correct. No answer from Doug. 3-1.
And the Seattle Seahawks have a new tight end after the Panthers didn't sign this guy. He signed yesterday. Who is that?
Greg Olsen.
That is correct. Doug did not know that one either. 4-1. Don't worry, Doug. I don't think I would have known that.
You would have known that. Northwest did a little performance last week at her first grade and got together with her dad, was there to support her. Who is her dad?
Kanye West.
That's an easy five. There you go.
All right, final score, 5-2. Loren, you got 62 wins.
But Doug, you're the first one to swear on Can't Beat Loren, I believe.
So you'll have that title forever. All right, Doug, you know what we want to hear before we let you go. No profanity.
Absolutely. This is Doug from Rock Hill, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Doug.
Still to come.
Stick around. We got Backstreet Boys concert tickets. We're going to do something called the Pitched Singer. We have the Masked Singer. We are going to do the Pitched Singer. All for Backstreet Boys tickets. It's all coming up at 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits.
What?
Kiss 95.1 with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Looking for call number 9 right now, 704-570-9595. Backstreet Boys tickets are up for grabs.
Yep, they're going to be at the PNC Music Pavilion on September 22nd. All they're missing is you. Car 9 right now, you get to play a game called...
The Pitch Singer. I didn't know it was going to be all together.
No, I didn't know if it was either. But, you know, we can't do a mass singer thing here because it's radio.
Yeah.
So myself, Mani, Roy, Loren, Nicole, we all sang a song and we changed the pitch of the song.
We're masking our voices.
So it sounds a little something like this.
Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Ooh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger. Look what you made me do.
All right.
I'm with somebody new. Ooh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger.
That sounds terrifying.
Dancing with the stranger.
I like the music pause.
Right.
So the listener has to guess who sung that.
Roy and Loren, play around to show everyone how we do. Take a guess. Was that Nicole or me singing that song?
Well, I think for a deeper voice, they're going to go with a female did it. So I'm going to say Nicole did.
I'll say Mamie did it.
One of you, of course, is right. And the correct answer is me, Mamie. Oh, congratulations, Loren. You won that one.
Wow. Thank you.
It's not easy. But hey, neither is giving away things. That's why we make it a little difficult for you guys to try and decide who is the pitched singer.
All right, let's go ahead and start this game. We're going to talk with, this is Brianna in Mooresville. You're call number 9.
Yay.
Yeah, yay. Yay. You win. Now you get to play the pitched singer.
Okay.
All right, so tell us, who is this pitched singer? Is it Roy, Loren, or Nicole? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. While I'm combing my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear out, I say a little prayer for you.
Any guess?
Forever and ever, I give you my heart and I will.
All right, we're getting the whole concert?
You have a guess?
I think it's Roy.
That is correct.
That's a good guess.
That was a good guess. What led you to Roy?
I kind of sound like a guy.
Yeah, she knows my vibrato.
That's just I listen to you guys literally every morning, so I figured that would have been a good one.
That's awesome, Brianna. Yeah, that's a song that Roy would sing. Here we go. Singer number 2 in the pitched singer, Kiss's new show, Taking the Nation by Storm.
You got a fast car. I got a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, we got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. But me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
All right, is that Roy, Loren, or Nicole?
I'm going to say Nicole.
Wow.
You are good at this game.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Brianna. Congratulations. One more just for fun. You've already got the tickets. You're going to the Backstreet Boys September 22nd. But play this one just for fun, okay?
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from.
Yeah, she's a J-Lo fan.
Yeah.
We said pick random songs. Miss Random over here took J-Lo, her favorite artist.
All right, you are going to be going to go see Backstreet Boys in concert. Congratulations, Brianna.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on a second. We've got another shot at tickets. 8:20 tomorrow morning right here with Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
People are loving the segment we just did called The Pitched Singer. It's kind of our answer to The Masked Singer. Someone said that was the most hilarious thing you guys have done. Mm-hmm. Play Nicole's again.
You got a fast car. I got a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, we got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. But me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
That's Nicole's voice with a ton a filter on it.
Yeah.
The pitched singer. Yeah, we'll play that again. That was fun.
So we came across the study, and I blogged it up. If you want to read about this, you can go to kiss951.com. But it's pretty much talking about how your partner doesn't need to be your best friend. And, Mamie, you disagree.
I do.
So this relationship counselor said that it is a recent phenomenon that, you know, once, you know, over the courses of hundreds of years, as people moved from villages to big cities, that they started looking their lovers to be an all-in-one package. And that the fact that not one person can give you everything you're ever going to need or want, and you can't do that for someone else. And that that's okay.
You know, I used to feel that way, that your significant other didn't need to be your best friend. But I feel like Dallas and I, 15 years of our relationship, we've like grown into best friends.
Totally agree. That's right? What I was going to say.
So it's not funny. Like maybe when you that's first so get funny. Married, right. You don't start off like that. Like maybe you have some best friends that know like your deepest, darkest secrets, like whatever. But then as you mature and get older, you realize that like really friends do come and go and you grow out of some friends and into other people. And I just feel like marriage is so difficult with somebody that you like. I are best friends with, I can only imagine how hard marriage is with somebody that you kind of like.
I laughed, by the way, because it sounds like Lauren's like, I barely knew him when I married him, but now we're good.
No, and that's not the case at all. Like, I feel like Dallas and I were together for 5 years before we got married. But I just feel like I was such a girl's girl, and I had a lot of girlfriends that knew so much about me in my life that I probably had some skeletons in the closet with Dallas. But as you grow into a couple, you grow closer together.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And by the way, let's get some calls going on this, because this will be interesting. This is like an interesting little experiment that MRL can do here. Does your best friend, who's not your partner, know something that your partner doesn't?
704-570-9595. A secret that happened maybe before you started dating them, maybe during.
Because if your partner is your best friend, then technically your partner should know everything. And you and I are saying that our partners should know everything.
Now, pump your brakes there. I didn't say they should know everything. Okay. Like, there's still going to be packages that come to the house that I play dumb on.
But is there anything in your history that Dallas doesn't know about?
Not really. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I used to have a best friend that we used to joke that we knew everything about each other, so we had to be friends forever. Like, it was like our secret pact of like blackmail on each other. And we like, we're not friends anymore.
Oh, so that goes to you saying a little earlier, friends come and go.
Right. You grow out of people.
When I realized that my wife, Amanda, who we're going to be married almost 10 years, when she became my best friend, it was a subtle thing, Roy. It was like when I had something happen, good or bad, in my life. It wasn't my buddy Jason I called. It wasn't my friend Ernie or my best buddy Justin. It was my wife who I was sharing those experiences with. Like when I met Michael Jordan on the elevator and he said my name.
Oh boy, here we go.
Humble brag, and I don't care. He was my childhood idol.
Okay.
And when he said, "How you doing, Manny?" Now, granted, it was on the back of my shirt because I was working for the Hornets that night. I didn't call my friends. I called my wife, teared up, saying, "Oh my God, he knows my name. He said my name." The guy whose posters I had in my room said my last name. Laugh if you want, Roy. It would be like Julio Iglesias or whoever you love. Who do you love?
Enrique
Iglesias.
What'd you call him?
Julio. I think that's the dad, right?
That's the dad.
Yeah, Enrique Iglesias saying your name.
Yeah, with my name tag. I'm sorry. I shouldn't undermine that.
I called my wife. I didn't call my friends, and that was an eye-opener.
Now, did your wife pretend like she cared?
Shut up. Of course she cared.
No, I mean, pretend. That's really a true question, because, like, Dallas will call me sometimes with, like, news or, like, work stuff, and I don't really care, but because he's my best friend, like, I'll pretend. I'll play along.
You're the Roy to all of us. Like, Roy does that.
I'm your ride or die. I'm with you, man. Are you excited about golfing? Me too. I hate the sport, but woo, let's go. This is Sheila and Ballantyne. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Show.
Hey.
Do you agree with this, Sheila? Is your partner your best friend?
Look, I love my husband, but he is not my best friend.
Okay.
How long have you guys been together?
10 years, and my real best friend knows way more than my husband does about me still.
What's some of the things, if you can share?
All right. Well, the biggest one is that, well, my husband and I have 2 kids, and the first one's not his.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. Now, my best friend knows this, but my husband sure as heck does not.
Now, did you cheat on him, or was it like I had 2 relationships on the cusp, and I was just dating?
The timing.
Right.
Yeah. The timing didn't work out.
No, it was a cheating situation.
Oh.
But it was just a one-night stand with an ex, and I'm never going to see him again. He doesn't know. My husband is, he's the father of both of my kids, but
Well,
so here's why I'm kind of laughing inside is because I expected to go to Sheila and Ballantyne and she would be like, I one time got drunk and said that I took an Uber home, but really my best friend drove me in. My husband doesn't really like that best friend and would have been mad.
Right. This is like
huge. I mean, it's such a huge confession you just did. And it's not even our Confession Wednesday segment. It's
so when are you going to tell him?
Well, I do want to eventually. Most times I just put it out of my mind, you know, but like, he's just not old enough right now. He's only like 4.
Not the husband, Roy. Boy, yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Oh.
No, like, he's not old enough to know.
You know, he's 25. He's just not that mature.
It's not funny.
Okay. All right.
I think they both should know eventually.
Okay, Sheila. Okay.
But what do you think his reaction's going to be when you tell him? Like, do you think he's going to be like seriously hurt and like not want to be part of it?
It ain't good.
That's part of the fear.
Yeah, I would think he's going to say, I'm going to raise this child because I've known him all my life, but I don't want to be with a cheating housewife.
Right, what if he...
I shouldn't tell him?
No, I'm not saying anything.
No, we're not giving you any advice on this. We're just playing devil's advocate.
Oh. Okay. Well, something I'm not going to confront for a while.
Okay, well, when you do, will you call us?
Sure.
All right, thanks, Sheila.
What do you think goes on in people's mind where they're like, you know what, I'm just going to call a radio station and say that.
I don't know.
I'm very appreciative, by the way. Thank you for the content. However, you're a special type of person that can do that because I can't.
I would assume she wasn't using her real name.
Ballantyne, the most suburban of areas. Right. And she's busy out there. And do her neighbors know? Her best friend might be the only one that knows.
Now everyone knows.
Hi, Tim. Tim?
Is this me?
Yeah, is your name Tim?
Oh, God, no, it's Jim. Huh, that's funny. And of course, I would have to follow that story. Like, what a morning.
Yeah, I know. Well, producer Nicole must have misunderstood you. It says Tim and girl in quotes here. But anyway, go ahead. What you got?
Well, of course, I have to follow that. So now mine is like 100 times less exciting. But I am the best friend in a marriage. I'm the best friend outside of the marriage. That sounded weird for a second. And I know in college, this girl was crazy. Her name was Reckless. She was this crazy sorority girl, partied hard. And her husband thinks that they are each other's first, and that is absolutely not the case. But I kept that for 6 years. I was in their wedding, and I will never tell him.
Now, that is the type of call, Tim, that I thought we would get here. You know.
Fathered children.
Yeah.
Nothing as exciting after following that story.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. I think she said her name was Jen.
Jen?
Or Jim.
The whole time I'm just sitting there, I'm going, Tim?
No, she said it wasn't Tim.
All right.
Huh.
Crazy, but that's the type of thing. You're right. None of us can get over the first phone call.
No.
But that's more like what I thought we were going to get.
I'm not even really sure what she said. Like, I was still thinking about the first one.
She said that her friend and her friend's husband think they were each other's first, but they're not.
That's funny.
And the best friend knows that, the now husband doesn't.
And it's funny to you until it happens to you.
We have somebody on line 8, and I don't know if I want to go to them. Her best friend knows that she has all the secret nuclear codes, but her husband has no idea.
That's a metaphor.
I'm joking. Nobody's on hold. But all right, there you go. That article, Roy, you said you put it up?
Yeah, it's online at kiss951.com. And I guess I'm going to do a follow-up blog on the person that revealed that the kid isn't the actual son of the husband. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and how do you think that best friend feels?
It's too heavy.
That's way heavy.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
You're going to love this segment, Loren.
Why?
When's your baby due?
June 12th.
And you're having a...
Boy.
A boy. How are names coming up for you?
Well, we have like two that we kind of really like, and we can't get past them, but we can't decide between them either.
But you both can agree that you like them.
Yes, but after Cash and Duke, like, I feel like I'll forever be looking for that golden name to hold up to that, you know?
Well, Roy and I are here to help you. This is from Parents Magazine, and Parents Magazine wants you to know, Loren, that making up a name is quite all right.
I just blogged this at kiss951.com.
They asked 1,700 parents about baby names, and a third say that unique names will make their kids feel special as well as help them stand out on social media.
Yeah, I don't think we should be thinking about social media when we're naming our kids.
There's a new trend. Parents are making up their own baby names to try and make the kids' names unique.
Well, we kind of made up Cashton. I mean, well, it's not like I had never heard it before, but it wasn't like I knew I wanted Cash as a nickname, but I didn't want that to be his actual name.
All right, these are the top made-up names according to the naming experts at Channel Mum, which I think is what the British people call their moms. Mums.
Yeah.
Right? Let me get some music for you, Loren, as we go through and give you the new name of your child.
Okay.
All right. Boys. Jaspin.
Jaspin, huh?
J-A-S-P-I-N.
Okay.
Charleston.
Oh, that's a good name. It's, yeah. It's not made up, but yeah.
I've heard it for girls. I've never heard it for a boy.
Brigham.
Huh. Like the university?
This has no N like the university. This is B-R-I-G-H-A-M. Brigham. I guess it's Brigham.
Okay.
That's a weird name. Brigham.
How about Ranger Strager?
So when I was blogging this, I saw Ranger and I was like, oh, that's a cool name. But I want the middle name to be my dad's name, which is Joseph. And I don't want everyone to be like, hey, Ranger Joseph.
Ranger Joe.
Damn it, if his name wasn't Ranger Rick.
Right?
Come on, Ranger Joe. That's funny.
And Dallas and I always joke that we would, we should name our second kid Gunner. That way we always had guns and cash. And I'm like, we're not doing that.
You guys are so funny. How about Renlo? W-R-E-N, and then Lowroy, Renlo.
I also didn't hate that, but a lot of people in my life call me Ren, so we would then call the baby Ren. You know what I mean?
Renlo's just your name backwards. It's Lowroy.
Yeah, it is. I think that one's spelled with a W, though, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. How about Rendell?
Rendell, yeah.
So remember when, like, Tomcat names were a thing?
Yep.
My mom, like, called Dallas and I Rendell for like the first 3 years of our relationship.
Nice. Well, yeah. That would be a great name for your son. Now, by the way, Roy, I went into this thinking that she was going to say no to all these. And so far, she seems to kind of like each name that's made up.
I know.
If you're just joining us, these are the top made up names for boys for Loren. It's a new trend with parents. 1,700 parents said that a third of them said in this poll that they shouldn't make up a name for their kids because their kids feel special and it stands out on social media.
Are you watching the TV show You?
No, Netflix? But I got to catch up.
Okay, so there's a grocery store and it's named after Nirvana, but they moved the letters around. So it's Nirvana, but it's actually an Avrin.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
I like that. Maybe you could do that to name your kid.
Maybe.
Eastley, Graylin, Tovin, Cedar. And
Toland?
Albion.
Did you say Toland?
Tovin, T-O-V-I-N.
Okay.
Those are all on the list.
Yeah, I think just those two were kind of sparked my interest.
And the girls, I can't even pronounce them. Did you see the girls list?
I did.
Like, Eva Beth is one I can read. Felina.
Mm-hmm.
Tessa Dora. My Avery.
My Avery.
Aaron.
That's not one.
No. Alyssa Bell?
Well, my sister's name's Alyssa. It's a beautiful name.
Do you call her Alyssa Bell?
No.
That just sounds like a middle name to me. You know?
Get this. Her name is Alyssa Mary Frances Brown. Oh, what a mouthful.
She should have just hyphenated and kept the trend going.
Yeah. Sounds like she should have married a prince with that name. All right. Hey, speaking of Roy's family.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Actually, doesn't have anything to do with your family, but.
But it does involve me. I got this email yesterday. And it was a compliment, but it also wasn't a compliment. We'll explain a little bit about what this was. I'll come it up in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. Who gave you a backhanded compliment? What was it? Give us a phone call. 704-570-9595.
I have a friend that does this to me a lot. Like, now that I'm pregnant, when I see her, she'll go, oh, my God, you look so pregnant. And I'm like, that's the last thing I want to hear.
I told you what my mom says when she sees a big belly. She goes, oh, my God, look how big you're getting.
Yeah.
Which, for her, it means the baby's coming.
Right.
Time's almost up. could be taken to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. You actually look good today, though.
Yeah, that's a backhanded compliment. Thanks,
I'm buddy. So stupid. I thought that was a compliment.
It would be if I said you look good today.
Yeah, not you actually look good today, because that insinuates that I don't look good any other day of the week.
You know, I know this guy in real estate. He's very Southern, and all he does is backhanded. Like, I think that's his conversation style.
I think Italian uncles do that, too.
It's like, oh, so you decided to do that today. That's very nice. Okay, and it's, and you're going, he's too nice about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know that it's rude. There's some underlying things.
When I left New Jersey to go to California, the guy up the street from me, retired New York City sanitation worker, old school guy. I mean, he died in like 1999. Okay, yeah. That's how old, of old age. I came back with an earring, and he's like, oh, did you bring your boyfriend back with you?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding. But then he goes, no, I'm just kidding. Come here. How you doing? How you doing? I haven't seen you in a long
time.
Yeah,
that's what Italian uncles do.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is an email I got yesterday. And again, please call the show. If you've gotten a backhanded compliment, we'd love to hear it. 704-570-9595. The coworker says, hey, by the way, I'm on in the morning, and I'm also on in the afternoon. I do a show in the afternoon. And he says, hey, I'm listening to you doing the afternoon show. Hey, for a phone it in kind of air shift, not bad. Not bad at all. And I read that, and I was like, I didn't think I phoned it in yesterday. I mean, don't get me wrong. Doing two shows is very hard, and it takes a lot out of you. A lot of prep.
Right.
But I'm like, and sometimes, maybe, I'm a little tired.
But if you just read that, you're like, that person thinks, well, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
Right. That's how
and I expected less from you.
Right. That's how it was. It's like he pretty much said, I expected to turn on the radio and hear an awful radio show.
A train wreck.
And it wasn't bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's even like, it ain't bad, it ain't good. I read it more of like, Roy, where he suspects that you feel that way about it.
Really?
Read the comment again.
I'm listening to you on the afternoon show. For a phoned-in kind of air shift, not bad. Not bad at all.
So he thinks that you feel like it's a phoned-in kind of air shift. Like
I don't
that's
know why.
What I think.
See, I know who it is, and I know this person's like personality and humor. And I know this person didn't mean anything bad by it.
Not
like they
all.
Were just trying to be funny.
No, no, no. Like we're friends.
Right.
Of course.
But if you just read that and you didn't know who it was from, like if it came from a random number in the building, you'd be like, what?
You can also text us and DM us at the MRL show. You can text 704-570-9595. But let's line up the calls. We gotta take a quick break. But let's find the Roys of the world, the people who have gotten a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
In fact, just tell, like, when we come to you on the phone, just say the compliment.
It's 704-570-9595.
Peace, sir. I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, so Roy got a backhanded compliment. And we have people on hold. We have text messages from you guys when you got a backhanded compliment. So here's what we want to do. Emma, Diana, Kayla, just a couple people on hold. When we come directly to you, don't say hi or anything. Just give us the backhanded compliment. Let that be the first thing you say, okay? Okay. So, for instance, hey, Roy.
Hey, listen, your air shift sounded pretty good for phoning it in.
Hey, Loren.
Oh, you look so pregnant.
All right, 704-570-9595.
Hey, Emma and Charlotte, go ahead.
Oh, I heard you got engaged. Better late than never.
Who said it?
Like a family friend who isn't really a friend.
Clearly.
Did you have to show the ring off and everything, too?
No, I, like, was so shocked that I wanted to say something snarky, and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to turn around and walk away, and that's what I did.
You were the better person.
Thanks, Emma.
All right, this is Diana and Charlotte.
All right, so I was trying to set a coworker up on a date with my younger sister, and he was all hype about it, and then just said, oh, wait, does she look like you?
Now, hold on a minute. Before we start jumping on the Diana bomb and saying that, oh, he was being mean,
Maybe he thought she was attractive?
Yeah, and like, you're my work wife, and if you were setting me up with your sister or somebody, I'd be like, wait, does she look just like you? Because that would be awky.
Oh, I could see that.
That's fair. I get that. I don't think that's what he meant, though.
Did you hook him up, by the way?
No. Heck no.
Thanks, Diana.
All right, let's try Kayla in York. Hi, Kayla.
I went back to work after having a baby, not even 2 weeks after having him, and I go to work and I didn't do my hair all the way, and my boss looks at me and says, so this is all the time you have for now.
Meaning that you don't have time to do yourself up?
Yeah, I normally do, like, straighten my hair, do my makeup before I come into work because I'm a server. So I come in without doing my hair one day, and it's naturally, like, crimped waves. And he goes, this is all the time you have for now.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, okay, you're lucky I'm back. I just had a baby 2 weeks ago.
I don't even think that was a compliment.
No, fly a kite.
That's just backhanded. Yeah, that's right. Backhanded. That's not even a compliment. That's just backhanded rude. Thanks, Kayla.
Yeah, not even 2 weeks before coming back in, and they called me back in and said if I didn't come in, they was going to give my hours away.
Oh, man. That's not even legal.
I know.
All right, Kayla in New York, thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, I'll try.
Oh. Poor Kayla, she was really upset with that, and I would be too.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
So I've just kind of had a disastrous last 10 minutes. and a lot of it is no thanks to Roy.
It was a roller coaster ride.
Well, now hang on here. I think if we're going to get in it, we're going to get in it together.
So we're here on South Boulevard, and across the street from us on the third floor on South Boulevard near Uptown used to be a bakery called Nova's Bakery. And in the last, like, 3 weeks, they've been doing construction on Nova's Bakery, and Nova's moved out, and now they're bringing in a new building, and they're changing the, you know, what the building looks like. And every day we come in, like, we love food around here, so we're always interested in what they're doing. Well, there's no word. Like, we don't have anything on it. Charlotte Agenda, Charlotte 5. Nobody knows what's going into this. And then we end up on some rabbit hole, Loren, as you call it, when you just click and click and click and click, and we find out that Laurel's Deli is going in.
Or well, so you thought.
Laurel's Deli's awesome. Beer, wine, you've been, Loren.
I was so excited when you told me that. I was like, oh, there's one on Providence Road. They make the best wraps. They have awesome, like, takeaway little sides.
We were so excited about it. I was about to write an article on how it's coming in. And, Maney, you even sent an email to our bosses.
I sent an email to our big boss, our sales director, and our direct boss, Quagmire, because I know they like to, you know, eat and they do lunch around here. So I said, hey, look what's coming. And I put the Laurel Market website on there. Well, I just talked to No Limit Larry. He goes, yo, Laurel Market was there before Nova's. You got bad info. I said, what? He said, yeah, don't you remember? And now I kind of vaguely do because I was here in 2012. And I was like, oh, maybe you're right. And now I'm trying to retract the email to our big boss, Walter Quagmire, who's out of town, and then Rob, the head of sales.
Now, in my defense, because I'm the one who brought you to the website, I went to the building permit website through the Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, and it says that the pending permit is from Laurel Market. So they're the ones who haven't updated their permit system.
So it's been pending for what?
I guess 10 years?
I was going to say, we've been here for 5, and it was Nova's when we got here.
So now I have bad information emailed out, and I can't get my email back because I Googled how do you retract an email on Office 360, and I can't find that.
I think you have like an allotted amount of time. I think it's like 2 minutes or something.
So now he's going to get it, and it's bad info. It's going to be like, leave us alone. Don't email us nonsense.
Well, send it a follow-up email saying, hey, the website information was wrong.
Well, then what if it turns out to be right? Like, what if Laurel Market's coming back?
I say you leave it alone now.
I'm screwed either way. Well, I'm an idiot either way.
To your luck, you would
it's
say.
It's so typical. I'm like trying to do something nice for the big bosses. Like, hey, heads up. Here's what's coming.
So got you get the for inside being a scoop. Brown noser.
I wasn't brown. I thought it was interesting because we've talked about it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what's going in.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel like I am a part to blame because I'm the one who pulled up the website. But the website did say Laurel Market's building permit was pending.
Mm. I wonder who else tried to pull a Maney where you tried to take an email back after you sent it off. Especially if you sent it off to your boss. Like, what did you accidentally send off to someone that you needed to retract?
704-570-9610. 95 and 95.
That's so dumb.
We'll discuss after Post Malone.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Simple question. Why did you have to retract an email? You sent something and it was, oops, I need to take it back. I just did that. I sent off to our big boss, Walter, the head of sales, Rob, and our direct boss, Quagmire. There's a new restaurant opening across the street, and we thought we found out what it was. Laurel Market.
You were wrong.
It's not Laurel Market, and I can't get the email back, and now I look just dumb. Apparently, Laurel Market was there before the restaurant that just closed down. So I'm sending them old, bad information, and I can't retract it.
And you don't want to send a follow-up email.
No, I don't want to bother them.
No, you can't send anything else now.
And then get this. As I'm out in the hallway, going to the kitchen to make my oatmeal, I see our engineer, Kyle, and he's pushing on two dollies, two separate dollies. Oh, look, there's... bring Walter in! Get Walter, please! Get Walter! Walter!
No, I can't move that fast.
Come on! Get Walter!
Nicole's
moving.
Tell
him I need to apologize.
Nicole's moving.
I need to apologize.
You just yelled.
I'm pregnant and sitting on a ball. You want me to run?
Walter, I need you for a minute. Come in here, please.
Maney did something he's got to apologize to you for.
I sent you an email. Did you open it yet?
Yeah.
It's bad information.
Laurel Market.
That used to be there before Nova's.
Yeah.
So I tried to retract the email. I feel really bad for sending you bad information.
But it's happy ending. But that's what you have to worry about today?
Yeah, I feel...
We all need to get a life.
Walker says we need to get a life. Why did you have to...
I'm gonna go there anyhow.
Why did you have to retract an email? Let's say hi to Emily. Emily in Charlotte, hi.
That's awesome. Hey, how you doing?
Our boss doesn't seem to care. I got my apology out of the way.
He said you need to get a life.
He says that, but then he's going to come back to me later and be like, don't send me bad information. Roy, Loren, and I apologize for yelling, get Walter over and over again. Thank you, Nicole.
I saw Nicole move. That's why I didn't move.
Hi, Emily.
Hey.
So, Emily, did you ever have to retract an email?
It wasn't so much an email as it was a text. I've screenshotted something about someone and it was sent into that person by accident. So I was thinking about that person.
Mm-hmm.
And had to figure out how to explain that one.
Oh, so what was the screenshot of?
Just in general, like something they have said that kind of bothered me. And I was venting to another friend about it.
No.
And then I realized I sent it to that person.
That's the worst.
I've been on a text chain where that's happened.
I do it all the time. I will purposely try to stir the pot to be funny. I'll screenshot that, me stirring the pot, to send to a buddy and be like, hey, look what I'm doing. And I send it to the person.
Oh, it's the worst. Emily, how'd you get out of it?
Pretty much just being like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, my bad.
What can you really say about that?
Right.
You just got to own up to it.
All right, this is Brandon in Mooresville. You had to retract an email?
So basically, I went to a cousin's house for his birthday party, 21st birthday party. Got a little too drunk and went to go text my boss until it was actually an email. So... it looked like it was important, and basically saying how I loved his work, how I loved how good of a boss he was, and begging for a $5 raise.
Whoa,
and the moment I hit send, my younger cousin wasn't drinking. He was sober. He was, like, trying to fight me over my phone to try and retract it, and he couldn't do it.
Okay, but did you get the raise?
No, but my boss did tell me that he wants whatever I had, so he doesn't have to remember what I did.
That's fine. The boss sounds funny.
Yeah, drunk emails to the boss, not good.
No.
Not good.
Yeah, no.
All right, thanks, Brandon. I have breaking news. Now, do we believe this, Roy? It sounds like it makes sense.
I don't know. It's just information from a texter.
But it sounds like it makes sense, and it means nothing to anybody else but us. We just got a text message saying... my friend owns that property you're talking about. They're putting a bigger Einstein's bagel in there with a drive-thru and some multi-tenant space.
But the space is
smaller than Einstein's.
That's the thing, is it's smaller.
And if that's the case, they would be demolishing the building, no?
I don't know.
rebuilding it from scratch?
Yeah, that
know.
Can't be.
I'm in a black hole, y'all.
I know. We never even found out what happened with you and the engineer.